Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 216, I think. I didn't look it up.
Sounds fine.
Yeah.
Just let it happen.
It's 200 and something. We've been around a while. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello, social justice warriors.
Controversy.
And Fozzie.
Hello.
I am the ultimate social justice warrior, just so everyone is clear.
I would like to second that. Fozzie is definitely the ultimate social justice warrior.
Thank you. That means a lot.
And Jeff, who has no idea what is going on.
I go on Twitter these days. Like, what is everyone so mad about? Like, maybe
everyone's mad about everyone.
I think if you weren't on Twitter, you'd be less mad. I mean, I love Twitter, but I don't get to check it as much. And like, I just go on there. I'm like, oh my god.
I think you're right, Jeff.
Mad about shit. Like, I wouldn't know. I don't know any of this shit. You know, I wouldn't know that there's anything even to be mad about if I didn't go on it.
Clearly, you don't care about games because you're not in this little shenanigans. So
I guess not, right?
You're not a gamer, Jeff. That's what we're saying, and it's good thing.
Hey, you're just not gamer enough. I'm sorry.
I gotta be plugged into whatever they're like, whatever bullshit fucking article someone wrote that pissed somebody off this week. You know, I guess I don't know.
There's a lot to be upset about.
I just like to say that I would love to be a social justice warrior. It sounds like I get to walk around with, like, a battle axe and, like, chop off people's heads.
It sounds tiring as fuck, to be honest. I don't know if I could ever do that again. It was the worst. The worst.
All that matters is I got socketed plate leggings of fortitude, 94 armor, plus 49 vitality with a socket, baby.
You're practically a social justice warrior right there. That's all it takes. It's the leggings.
Your justice is slaying Diablo. That's your justice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fuck everything else. I don't give a shit.
Whoa, Hefe, that's not very progressive of you.
I know. I know.
You should definitely give a shit.
What has happened to me? I'm not mad about things that don't affect me.
You were never really a progressive.
Apparently not. Oh, but I got all that XP, baby.
I don't know.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Diablo. Oh, do you wish to travel to the next act? Give me a high five, Melissa.
What the hell?
Jeff is traveling to Act 3.
Yeah, baby.
Congratulations.
I don't even remember what the fuck he was, but he's the big dude that fucking like swings his arms and like fucking...
Belial.
Yeah.
Dude. You're only on Act 3 at this point?
Well, I'm playing two characters. Oh. So I'm in Act 4 on my Witch Doctor.
Oh, you're a Witch Doctor?
Well, I'm a Witch Doctor and I'm a Barbarian.
Oh my god.
Also, well, Fozzie, you missed it, man. Or wait, were you here when I said this?
I don't know. You getting married?
I don't have work in the morning, so let's get hammered.
Tonight? I'm already pretty drunk.
Well,
I am shocked.
Just keep going with what you've got.
Well, first off, like, the funny thing is, first off, today's my Saturday, so I'm allowed to get drunk. Secondly, I got to the bar, and I was like the first fucking person there at 4:30. I was like, what the hell? It's only an hour before kickoff.
Why wasn't that bar packed at 4:30? I have no idea why.
I mean... I don't think anyone works during like Seahawks games in Seattle. It's like I think it's against the law or something. So, I was surprised. So I get there and this bar is called, well, don't worry about what it's called, but it has really fucking great shit. Like I had a fucking red sour ale from Belgium. I had two Belgium style other ales from Chicago.
Chicago,
and I had a fucking like another brown ale or something. So, like these five beers, like they got me there. They got me going. So I'm already pretty tipsy.
Yeah, buddy. You know what? I completely off. Well, I guess it's on the topic of what we're talking about right now. I think I'm losing my edge, man.
Yeah.
Like the other night. All right. Let me explain.
Two beers, son of a gun.
Yeah, the other night, all right, I had two beers after work, and then I went and went to Buffalo Wild Wings. I had two tall Miller Lights there. Then I came home, I had two more beers, and I passed the fuck out. Like, next thing you know, I basically drank, like, I guess it was more like eight beers, but I was fucking drunk.
Okay, that was, 8 beers is a lot.
Yeah. But back in the day, that was like an appetizer.
Maybe that's a good thing, Jeff.
Maybe that's...
Maybe you're not supposed to have 16 beers a day. It's just...
Well, and then, but the thing is, these are like...
That's a distinct possibility.
I'm just saying, I think I've lost a little bit. It's not good.
No, that's good.
It's good?
Yeah, yes. It's okay.
All right. You're allowed to lose that much. You're down to the point where 8 beers gets you drunk, that's fine. That's
well,
okay.
It was technically 6 beers, but 4 of them were IPAs, and then 2 of them were tall Miller Lights.
You're going to be, because you've lost the weight, you don't have as much body mass to fight alcohol to.
Fucking science.
Dude.
Yeah.
Science is everything.
That explains a lot. Also, is it wrong if I switch over to my Witch Doctor right now and play Act 4 without my buddy?
Well, I mean, like, will he be angry?
I'm saying, what do you think?
I know, I don't care.
I know, if I were him, it's all about getting to that fucking Act 5, right, to play the new content. Like,
sure, I mean, like, has he already beaten
We Diablo? Played, when I played last fall, I played with him. So.
Yeah, probably be fine. Maybe.
But.
Yeah.
Maybe
do
not.
You think he'll be pissed? Like, say I get to Diablo and I get all that loot and shit. You think he'll be pissed about that?
He might be. He could then play it by himself.
Yeah, why does he need you to hold his hand?
If he went to go play his character, would it start him from where his last character, like his character last played by himself?
Yeah. It should start where his last save was.
But good point. Touché. All right, I'll shut the fuck up, and we're recording, right?
We are.
We have been.
This is a podcast.
Here's what I'm going to do for you guys. I'm going to get a couple strong beers.
Give me one.
All I got for you is Lagunitas right now. No, I have an anti-hero as well.
I'll take that.
I think I'm going to get one of those. Yeah, and I'm going to do shots of whiskey with Fozzie.
Holy shit, there's a lot going on right now. Hold on, I'm cooking burgers, so let these bad boys cook, and then once they're done cooking and I'm not stressed out anymore...
Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Cooking Show.
What is this? What's happening?
Where we discuss beer and food.
Is this the weirdest thing that's ever happened on this show? Are we, like, surprised?
Probably not, no. This probably is not the weirdest thing.
Elevator episode.
There is the elevator episode. That might have been the weirdest.
Wait, are you talking about me?
When we were talking to your friends because you left?
Is that the same one where you got your eyebrow shaved and shit?
That was a magical night.
No, that might be the weirdest one.
That might have been it, too.
You got that one huge Persian eyebrow and then nothing on the other side.
By comparison, like, you guys cooking, not anything weird.
Yeah.
This is normal. Really, that's kind of normal. So you're cooking burgers, though?
Yeah, they're like that frozen shit, man. I'm drunk. I have, like, nothing. I want minimal fucking work required, so.
Yeah, those frozen burgers are all right. They can be okay.
They're not.
So did anybody play any games besides Diablo? Jeff has played a lot of.
I played Madden.
Madden.
Self-control.
Do you have no self-control? Like,
no. I'm just going to wait. Because I didn't get a review copy. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'll just wait for Destiny. And then I was at Costco and I saw Madden. It was only $52. I'm like,
I should get Madden.
So, I played the full version. So, I played the full version of a game I had the early access version of. All of the content from the early access, the franchise I was playing, all that stuff carried over.
Okay, that's nice.
So, I didn't have to restart or anything. I will say, I did, you know, if you've played through the entirety of the early access time.
Right.
And if I try to start the game without the disc and the drive, it'll prompt me
to buy it.
Buy the digital version, which is annoying.
Yeah, well, it I think that would have. Doesn't it install? Isn't it there? Don't you have like a little icon anyway? Even if the game isn't.
Yeah.
In the drive. So if you were to go and try and play it without the disc in the any game with the disc in the drive, it would probably do that, right?
Right.
Yeah. That is weird.
But Madden's still great. This is a great Madden. I will say I was really excited about the practice stuff last time in the franchise mode. It's fun for some positions, and for others, they don't give you any practice stuff whatsoever.
Oh.
So I'm playing as the Patriots, who are really weak at center.
Right.
So for my first practice drill going into the season, I'm picking the center position because I want to give my guys some experience, get them better. There was no gameplay to that. It just gave me some experience points. Which was annoying, because, you know, you do it with a running back, you get to run some running plays.
Right.
You do it with linebacker, you get to run some sets and make some tackles and do some tackling drills. And of course, quarterback and wide receiver, you get to do some stuff there. But for the other positions, like, I found it with defensive linemen and offensive linemen. They don't have any drills in place. Like, it would be fun to do, like, a trucking drill as, like, a right tackle or something.
Right, like... And that would actually, like, teach you that position.
Right.
Like, learn actually how to play that.
Right. So, and it's kind of strange to see that with, like, the defensive linemen, especially, given the changes they made this year to, like, make playing in that position much more fun than it was in the past.
Okay.
Because I always play in the defensive tackle, but the last couple of years it's been kind of annoying. They've made the offense a lot better, and it's just been hard to get tackles and sacks. So now they have this mechanic where, as the ball is snapped, if you hit the right trigger, you get like a speed burst, which gives you a bonus to get around the offensive lineman, and puts you in a good position to put like a swim or power move on them. So now I'm getting like I'm having a lot more fun playing defensive tackle in the games, but with that emphasis on those like new features. It's just weird to not see that in a practice mode.
I feel like previous Maddens have had that like jump start, and they just brought it back, and now it's a new feature.
Yeah, but I feel like they cycle stuff back now.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I think a lot of it too is they rebuilt all the physics, so they lost a lot of stuff. Like they stripped it down, and now they're just like adding up old stuff part by part. As long as they don't bring back the vision cone, I'm fine. The hit stick's back this year too.
Okay.
Which is nice. I don't use it though. I like to make the tackle.
Wait. Hit stick left?
Huh?
Did the hit stick ever leave?
Yeah.
I always whatever.
If you've hit its hit stick for the last two seasons, it hasn't done anything.
You've just been tackling.
Oops.
Just like, why do I never force any fumbles? What's happening? Why do I suck with the hit stick?
It's such a cool idea, I thought.
It is. It's a really cool idea. It's a lot of fun, and they took it away.
They do that. They do that with the Madden. And I like that.
So, did you try any of Madden 25 on Xbox One?
Oh, yeah. I played a bunch of it in the week right before Madden 15 launched.
So, like, it was there, like, noticeable changes? Like, is it a definite upgrade over that?
Well, you know, they start off every game with the two announcers in the booth.
Right.
And they looked fucking creepy in Madden 25.
Yes, they did.
Now they look like actual people, which is cool. And there's a whole lot less of that whole bug-eyed thing with all of the players. Like, graphically, it looks a lot better.
Like they finally got a handle on the new engine and
right the new engine on the new console. So
I mean, that's what I'd say about that.
Every year it looks closer to real football, and this is getting real close. And there's no, you know how they emptied out the sidelines last year, so there's really nothing else going on. The sidelines are now full of people again.
Oh, yeah, because that was weird. Like, really, really weird. Like, it was just completely empty. It's like, because, I mean, it's for a game that kind of, like, football relies on presentation, like, and, you know, when you watch a football game, like, there are tons of people on the sidelines, whether they're players, coaches, you know, news reporters, trainers, all sorts of shit. And last year it was like a damn wasteland. Like, there were a couple dudes milling around, and there's really no purpose for them being there. They ignored you when you ran by, too. It was like they didn't even really exist, so.
I will say from a presentation standpoint, so they have the pregame now, and last year you could just skip through it. Now you're kind of stuck with at least half of it. Like, you can skip to the kickoff, but it makes you watch a bunch of it. Anyway, you can't skip directly to it, which, I mean, is fine if you've only played, like, a couple games, but once you're playing, like, that 10th, 11th game,
right?
Like, okay, I kind of want to start the game now. Let me go, please.
Is that maybe because it's, like, loading stuff in the background?
It's possible.
Like, it's just trying to mask the loading time. Yeah. Like, hey, look at this cool, like, thing that we did. Are they utilizing any of the major networks? Like, are they trying to pretend that it is being shown on, like, ESPN or Fox?
No, I think they've always gone with the EA Sports as the network.
As their, okay.
Again.
Because I've been playing the NHL 15 early access version. And I haven't played Madden 15, but the presentation in NHL 15, like, amazing. Like, when the game starts off, it looks like you're actually looking at Mike Emmerich and Ed Olczyk. Like, they actually look real.
They look like people.
Yeah. And, like, they're talking to you like it's, like, an actual game. And they have the NBA... Not the NBA, the NBC logos over everything, which is a little weird. So it's like it's, and so I started, so I played that one, and like the, you know, it throws you into a game instantly, and it was a rematch of the finals, the Rangers and the Kings. So it's like on NBC. Proper, and then I started my career with a player, and that first game was on like NBC Sportsnet, because NBC doesn't pick up NHL games until about midway through the season, which was kind of cool, but also a little bit weird that like that's how they went with it, but they're definitely committed to that. Like, trying to sell that television presentation. So even when they go to, like, replays, it'll have, like, the little, like, NBC Sports logo in the corner, exactly where it would be if you're watching hockey on TV. The presentation in that game is very, very good.
How's the gameplay?
It plays great. Plays like hockey. There are some issues with... like that's the thing. Like it plays fantastic, but NHL has played fantastic for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years now. It's very bare bones in its package compared to other ones, and I'm not sure if this is like, you know, this is their first go on like the new systems. It always seems like the first entry on new systems is limited, very much.
Bullshit, in my opinion.
I agree, especially since they didn't bring NHL last year. Like,
yeah, what have you been doing? You've had the dev kits for what fucking years now, right? Like, right? Am I wrong?
I mean, I don't know if they've had them for years, but they definitely had the. They've been working on this game for 2 years now,
and there's no reason. Like, you know what? Why? I fucking hate that about their. Like, take the time and put out a good game. Like, if it doesn't make it this year, oh well. Or, you know. I guess didn't make it last year either, but.
Right, well, which I don't even know if they were working on it last year. It's just, and it's not that it's not, like, I think the actual gameplay is very, very good in NHL, but.
But does it have that sweet fucking 94 mode from last year?
No, that is not in there. Yeah, so although you can play, like, there is the classic control mode. The menus are really, really weird, like, really strangely put together. Lots of boxes everywhere, which, I mean, I guess that's kind of how they've been running things for a while now.
Yeah, that's how Madden looks, too.
Yeah, it's just, like, kind of like that Metro Windows interface. It's like...
Oh, God.
There's just, boxes fucking everywhere. Yeah, there's boxes everywhere. It's like, what is going on here? But I don't know, like, they made some weird changes to the way things work. It looks like there's no online. So in Madden, you can play, like, an online franchise.
Right.
Where you'd be able to, like, you know, run a season with your friends of yours. Or non-friends, I guess. Like, you could play with strangers, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's not doable, it looks like, in this. And maybe, like, it hasn't been enabled. Like, there's definitely boxes that look like they're grayed out. And from what I've heard, they're adding stuff in later. But, like, this game comes out in 5 days. This is, like, it says it's the full game. Like, it acknowledges that it's an early access version of the game. But that game's gold.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think anything's changed.
Like, anything that's coming is going to be done in a patch. It's like, why wasn't this stuff already in there? So yeah, there's no online franchise with multiple people. Like, you can only control one team in a franchise. So, in, like, the franchise mode, whereas, like, the way to work around that before was you create, like, a local game, and, you know, you and your friends just play there. They control the other teams, and, like, you control your team. So that looks like you can't do that. The Be a Pro mode, some people are going to, like, complain about it. So in Madden, I assume probably in NBA or whatever, you can fast forward through the portions where you don't play.
Right.
And hockey, though, is a much more fluid game, where, like, when you go to the bench, you're not sitting there for a long period. You're, you know, taking a few breathers, and if you're playing hockey the proper way, you should be going back out onto the rink within a couple, like, shifts. So they had, like, a fast forward type mode in previous versions of NHL. They took it out this year. So when you go to the bench, you're just sitting on the bench. And kind of, like, looking out. I didn't mind it, like, when I played my Be a Pro game, but I was playing at 5-minute periods. I know some people like to play, like, actual... Like, they like to actually simulate an actual game. So they play, like, a full period length. And in that case, you are sitting on the bench for a good amount of time. Like, those games are going to take a long time to get through. And that could be an issue. I didn't have a problem with it, but I could see where people definitely do. I don't know. That's about it. Like, that's all I played was the opening game and then a Be a Pro game. So, I like it. I'm going to be picking it up on Tuesday. Or I might pick it up before then, because evidently if you pre-order it, you get some bonuses for the Hockey Ultimate Team.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll actually use them, but it's the same price, so it's got to give them the money now, and I get the game on Tuesday. And it looks like pre-ordering it on Xbox One digitally is in full effect, because you can pre-order NHL... Destiny is up and available.
There are other games that you can start pre-ordering. If they're up there, they're available. So.
So will it pre fucking what do they call it? Load it, like download it.
It will as soon as the game just becomes available. It doesn't say like. So it,
wait. No, will it have to go for you when it's available, or do you have to download it once it's available?
So I don't know, like right now. So I bought the Destiny Digital Guardian, whatever the deluxe edition is with the two expansion packs, on Xbox One. Somebody gave me like a $100 gift card for Microsoft money for my birthday. So I was like, I'm gonna buy Destiny, and I went, I pre-ordered it, and right now in my queue, everything for Destiny is just sitting there. And it's saying, like, when you go to your game section, the little icons there, it says Destiny, but it says pre-purchased. But nothing, like, it's still waiting to download, so they haven't pushed it through yet. But as soon as they push through that it can be downloaded, it'll go through.
Isn't Sony, I think it's 9.7. Yeah, I don't understand why.
What's that, Saturday? Saturday or Sunday?
Start at 9.7. That's when.
So it'll start. You start downloading it then, and then when it's 9.9 hits, like as soon as it's the official release, you just start playing.
That's how it supposedly is going to work on PlayStation. I'm not sure on Xbox yet.
Give you a reason. That gives you a little edge over retail, I think.
Right, because it's right there. Like if it's preloaded and ready to go, I don't even have. I don't have to get up. I don't have to go at like 11:15 or 11 o'clock to go stand in line to get the game. I can just wait around at midnight and then it unlocks.
Not peasants.
Right. Who wants to be a peasant? Game? I don't want to be a peasant anymore. Yeah. So I played NHL. I'll be playing that. I also played FIFA. I know Tony played some FIFA.
Oh, shit.
I passed Tony's FIFA ranking.
I'm sure you did, because I...
You only played like a very minuscule amount, it looked like.
Yeah.
That game's pretty good. I play in the Be A Pro mode in that, too. It's weird. Because it doesn't really, like... I don't know if you guys have ever played Be A Pro in FIFA before, but you have a rating on the side of your character, and in past versions, like when you do good things, like it'll go up, but it kind of always gave you an indication of where you should be on the field and like what you should be doing, and that would show you how it affected your rating. So if like you were supposed to be further back on the field defending, but you were cherry picking up by the other team's goalie, which put you way off sides to begin with, your rating would be in the red, but if you like move down to where you're supposed to be because it had a giant fucking arrow saying go down here, your rating would be back in the green, and playing your position could up your rating as you played along. This one, it doesn't seem to have that indicator. Like every once in a while there'd be an arrow saying that you should go here. It's a very small arrow, but I'm having a hard time understanding what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I mean, I know how to play soccer, but I'm having a hard time understanding exactly how it's grading me. Like, I'm trying to play my position, cover the guys I'm supposed to be covering, and my rating, like, is going red, and sometimes it'll go green for no apparent reason. Like, I'm not entirely sure what the game expects of me. But otherwise, that game is really good. Although, the, perspective on it. I'm sure I could zoom the camera in, but the field perspective is really, really drawn out. It looks like you're watching ants at sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, and I understand why, because soccer is played on a big field, and there's a lot of strategy in moving the ball around the field and finding the open guys, but...
Isn't FIFA usually like that? Like, I haven't played in a while, but I remember it's pretty zoomed out. Because you can kick the ball across the fucking field, too, a lot.
Like, yeah, I mean, you need to be, like, you're not going to blindly just kick it across the field. But it is just,
it's still so strange to kind of be watching it at that perspective and be like, all right, it looks really good, but I don't really know if the detail on those characters is excellent or not because it's
well be
so pulled out. Yeah, like, they might as well be little blocks that move around in the field. Like, and like there's all this they tout every year. Oh, the ball physics is fantastic, and
my ball physics are always fantastic. Every
it's like I don't know. Like, I mean, I know the ball does not stick to you like it did in past versions, but. It's fun. I have decided I'm not buying FIFA 15. I'm just going to play FIFA 14.
Yes, that's my decision as well.
I'm pretty sure that's not the decision EA wanted to hear from me. I like it. Like, I gave them $30. I'll play their game that I didn't buy last year this year.
And you get Need for Speed, too.
Yes. Yes. Like, they seem to be adding games. I actually feel...
Need for Speed now?
Need for Speed is coming.
Rivals?
It's not available yet, but it is coming.
The last one?
Yeah, Rivals.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have a feeling that probably in October we're going to get their awful NBA game. And then I wouldn't be surprised if in November you get Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare. Or Titanfall, one or the other. Although Titanfall doesn't show up on their list of games in EA Access's menu.
I'm going to ride that shit out.
Yeah, I don't know about Titanfall, but...
That was a big seller.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, like, the part of the EA Access thing was you get all EA games at 10% off if you wanted to buy them. You would get all the DLC at 10% off. But, like, the option for... doing that with Titanfall doesn't seem to be in the menu at all.
Well, that's just not fair.
So I don't know if it's that, you know, Respawn was only using EA as a publisher, or if it's, you know, EA is just hiding it on the outside. But it's not available through EA Access.
What have you done?
What have you done?
I'm under arrest.
Who is it? Coming for Tony?
Is it Tony?
Yeah, it's me.
Why is there these cops running by your fucking place, man? Do you live right in the city?
They found the people I killed.
That sounds scary.
I played another game. Came out this week. Dance Central Spotlight.
Oh, no.
I did. That game's good.
I saw $10. I was like, too rich for my blood.
$10? It's too much. Yeah. So, unlike the other Dance Central games, this is very... It's a very, very bare-bones package. It comes with 10 songs, and there's, like, 30 other songs you can download if you wanted. Like, they're, like, $2 a piece. Or you can... If you already downloaded... Like, if you already bought DLC in previous Dance Central games, that transfers over. Once they bring those songs over. So I actually already had a couple songs. I was able to download them straight in, up my song count. And then I bought some other songs as well, because of course I did. But it's Dance Central. The game is way more responsive than it was on the original Kinect, which is nice, because, you know, Kinect 2.0 should be more responsive. And you can be way closer to the television, too. So when I had the original Kinect, I kind of had to, like, rearrange my... And I have a pretty big living room. But I had to kind of, like, rearrange everything so that I was, you know, back a good 6 to 8 feet from the television. I was playing, like, 3 feet away from my television the last 2 days. Like, right up on top of it. It was reading both my feet, like, but, like... from head to toe. It was getting all my whole body, and was able to register the motions that I was making. So that game's fun. There are like 6 or 8 different routines for each song. And I guess the way it works is you unlock those routines by collecting moves in the game, and you collect the moves by doing them perfectly. I'm slowly building that up. Although I think I'm second on my friends list right now in collected moves. Brian is at the bottom of the collected moves list.
He's at the bottom.
Yeah. So I would take pride in the fact that currently I am a better dancer than Brian. So.
Man.
I probably could have guessed that without the Dance Central.
I'm not a good dancer. Like I don't dance, but I do enjoy dancing games. I don't get it, but they're fun. I also like playing against my kids because then I can knock them over when we're playing.
Perfect.
Like they're dancing along and doing, they start doing a little bit better than me, and I'll like just kick them out of the screen, push them into the wall. You know, be slightly abusive. It's like,
what good are children if you can't smack them
right
around?
That's what dads do. Like, I play to win, so.
You don't win to play.
And if I have to cheat to win, I'm down with that. It's fun. I think that the way they're delivering it, it's kind of like a platform portal. I think it's smart. They'll be able to continue to support it. I do kind of look at it and go, this game should have been out this time last year, or like when the Xbox launched. This game should have been in it because it actually utilizes Kinect, and it is like Dance Central was the most popular Kinect game. This game should have been in that
Kinect
box.
Is that
when it came out? It's quite good. But that was it. That was all I played. You guys up to anything else? No.
I started a new game of XCOM.
Yeah?
The game is still really good.
Fozzie die yet?
What?
How about Jeff?
Hey, Bo, how can you do that to me?
What did I do to you?
You killed me.
I killed you.
Yeah, you said I died.
Oh, an XCOM? Oh, I haven't named anybody yet.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
But I will. I have a couple snipers now, Fozzie, and perhaps you can pick up one of them.
Well, you know I'm not the sniping type.
Well, this way you're at the back, so you're harder to kill.
Okay, I'm the sniping type.
You're playing on PC?
Yeah. So, of course, I got my new PC. I'm like, all right, what game do I have that can actually, you know, test the graphic capability? I'm like, every single game I have is a strategy game.
Oh, no.
XCOM is the best looking strategy game out there, I would say.
Yeah, it's one of them. Or maybe Civ.
Right.
And of course Rome Total War 2, which isn't very good, so. I should say it's not very good. It's not great. It's not a great Total War game.
What is this about? They're releasing some new patch or new version?
They are relaunching the game as the Emperor's Edition. I think that comes out September 17th. And it's a new campaign. You get to fight the War of the Second Triumvirate, which was the war that made Octavian Emperor. So it's a new campaign. The new campaign is free for anybody who already owns the game.
Okay.
And if you go to purchase the game later on, now it's a new edition.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's like, I think it will wrap in like the 21st patch that they've done for the game.
Hmm.
Which tells you how much work that they've like the 21st major patch.
That's a lot of patches. Because the game came out about this time last year, right?
Yes. It's been out for a year.
Wow. 21 patches.
Yeah.
Like a patch every couple weeks.
Right. Well, when they started off, they're doing a patch a week. That slowed down a little bit, but there were a lot of issues to fix. The interface, they've changed a whole lot of stuff. It's an easier game to play now, I think. And a lot of what they did too was tweaking the game graphically so that it ran on everyone's machines better. I think the download is smaller now. It doesn't take up as much space on your hard drive. Like, lots of fixes to optimize the game.
Maybe it's time to jump into that one.
It could be. I still wouldn't pay full price for it, because it's been out for
years, but... Right, but...
Wait for your fall Steam sale and hop in
there. Yeah. Well, winter is coming. There will be sales. Is anybody going to play Warframe?
I saw that that came out. I was like, what is going on here?
Great timing, right before Destiny.
Right. Which is funny, because it, in a lot of ways, it's a third-person game, but in a lot of ways, like, the structure is very similar. I played a little bit of it on the PS4 when the PS4 launched, and like, you know how Destiny has those, like, hubs on each planet, like, where, like, you're gonna go here and do this mission. It's kind of the same for Warframe. Like, it's like, so you're on Mercury, and there are, like, different, like, you know, nodes that you move to, and they have missions on them. It doesn't have the, like, as far as I know, I didn't play a ton of Warframe, but it doesn't have the open world exploration part that Destiny has, but it definitely has a lot of the same vibe, like the way Destiny progresses. But Warframe's been out for, what was it, 2 years now? It came out on PC first. I know that Ryan and Amanda played a bunch of it before moving on to Final Fantasy 14. So I don't know, I want to try it out. I like achievements, and the game has achievements. So.
Oh, those achievements!
I should actually find out what they are. But what was that, Tony?
I said the price is right.
Yeah, free.
Free is a great price.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not getting Destiny now.
Yeah, just skip Destiny.
Well, so none of us get Destiny. We'll just play Warframe.
Fuck it.
It's old.
Sick to get to the man.
Dylan,
Bye, man. Shot.
I didn't know how to tell you this, but there's only 3 slots anyway, so about that.
There's only 3 slots?
Slots in Destiny.
Say yeah, what? So you can only run 3 characters, right?
So we all agreed and we voted, and you're out. So. Oh.
No, that's bullshit. It's not 3, is it?
The fire teams are 3. Yeah.
Whatever. I'm taking a shot of whiskey.
Although the raids are what, 6 man?
Yeah.
And they're friends only.
I believe. Yes.
There's no matchmaking for that, so. That we're gonna need to get Don involved and somebody else.
I mean, we're gonna need some help.
I mean, I think we know enough people that have an Xbox One and we'll be getting Destiny that won't be a problem. But
all I know is I ain't touching that game once Halo comes out. Bottom line,
We might be done with, like, depending upon what the content is in Destiny, we might not be playing it at that point. Like,
yeah.
I'm hoping that they're like. That their promise of making this game kind of last a long time is true, but
the end game is there, dude. Like, they actually put out, like, it doesn't stop at 20 like people are worried about.
No, and I'm not worried about the level progression. I know that, like, because, I mean, there's other leveling mechanics as well. There's the different factions that you can join, and they have leveling. I'm just worried about the actual, how many areas there are in the game and how much there is to do in those areas. Because we played on Earth, and from what they're saying is we basically played Earth. We played everything that is available.
Yeah, it
looks
like he went to the moon.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so there's the moon, Mars is in the game.
Oh, isn't there too? Because, like, you know how there's that main screen and then you can travel between the Traveler, or whatever the fuck it's called, and then Earth.
Right.
So I saw that there was a circle to your left-hand side or something.
And that was the moon.
Another circle, something like that.
Yeah, right. Did you do the moon, Fozzie?
No, I never did that, because that was great work.
Tony did the moon, too, right?
Yeah, I did the moon. Moon was fun. Moon was the best level.
Yeah.
Alright, going.
But, no, but I mean, like,
they have said that Mars is going to be in the game, and I mean, I assume that like either Venus or Mercury, because one of the multiplayer maps takes place on them. But if there's only like this section where there's only like five or six missions per area, like that's going to get like, I don't know, we're going to be done the main portion of the game quickly.
I'm fine with that, like, because I was just thinking October poses an issue too. There's like,
there's a lot of games.
I don't know. There's like four games in October.
I'm gonna want to play Shadow of Mordor. That comes out late September. Yep. Aliens comes out. Dragon Age, which I haven't really read too much into, but that comes out.
It looks great.
I think people are
Dragon
very. Dragon Age is in November now, isn't it?
Yeah, Dragon Age is November.
Oh, it is. Okay, cool.
I feel like I asked this already, but is Shadows of Mordor something I should be like interested in?
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. I would. I mean, you could be interested if you want to be. It's the studio's first game, so.
Also, but, like, I mean,
type of game.
It looks great.
It's kind of like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, with like Batman type combat.
Oh,
yeah,
set in the Lord of the Rings world. Like, yeah. I think I'm with Fozzie. I think it looks really cool, and everything I've heard about it is really cool. But I'm not sure if it's your type of game. Like, you're big on Assassin's Creed, and
I was just imagining it would be like a fucking action RPG. You know, like some type. Like, remember the old Lord of the Rings games on PS2? That shit was fun as hell. I thought.
Yeah, it's not quite like that. It's more of an open world-ish action type game. But there are definitely RPG elements, and there's, what is it, the Nemesis system, Fozzie? Where you mess around with the orc leaders, and you can change the politics of the game. And
I think that's like the coolest like thing as far as getting me intrigued, is that when you kill someone, or if you're killed, like things go on in the world. So like, people get promoted, or you know, and things happen. So I think it's actually looks really fucking cool as far as that aspect. That yes, bare bones, it kind of plays like Assassin's Creed, but I think that it brings so much more to the table. Seriously, just look at, like, they did like a 30-minute dev thing recently. So just take a look at that and see if that's something you might be interested in.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it going to be co-op at all, or is it strictly single player?
I think it might just be single player.
Yeah.
Because it's very story focused on that one guy. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not a huge Lord of the Rings guy whatsoever, but I think it's pretty cool. Just everything that I saw. I don't know. I feel like it's a review game. Like, I'm going to wait till... I'm not probably going to, like, pre-order it, but I'm going to wait till what other people say, or kind of what the Metacritic looks like for that.
Yeah. You know? I have it on my wait list. Like, it looks like a cool game, but it's not one I need to play instantly, so...
I think the nice thing about this fall is that there's enough games to go around, but I don't feel overwhelmed like I probably would have without all the delays. Like, could you imagine getting Witcher or, like, The Division?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, all those other games that got postponed. Like, we still get Far Cry this year. We get Dragon Age. We get Aliens. We still get Destiny. I feel like the Halo collection, there's enough there that...
Yeah.
I play these games, but I'll have a good time. So
Sunset Overdrive is in there.
I was going to say, like, Sunset Overdrive and Alien in October, like, those are both, like, I don't care what the reviews are, I'm just buying it, you know?
Yeah. I'm, like, pleasantly, like, there's not too many sequels. It's a nice fall. It's just, there's a lot of kind of new games out there that we might not have played before. So,
yeah. Well, I'm not getting all the sequels that there are. I don't think I'm getting any of them.
But,
I don't know if Halo counts as a sequel. Not really, right?
It's more of a new collection.
Yeah.
New Call of Duty looks actually really fun. The multiplayer looks good, so...
No, I'm sure it'll be fine, but...
And I'll get Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I'll probably get Smash Brothers. if I'm gonna be honest, like I don't care about the series, but it's just, like, you own the system, so you have to get it.
You kind of have to. Like, yeah. It's a game you have. Like, if you own a Wii U,
I've not played my Wii U in fucking
ever. But I can't wait till, like, November is also, like, when that first DLC pack from Mario Kart
comes
out.
So fucking psyched for that.
It's going to be so much fun.
I pre-purchased it, and I played some fucking
race. You were the first person I thought of when that came out. I'm like,
oh,
dude. Shit.
I was so happy about it. Like, I was saying, like, we were playing this new one. I was like, why does it always have to be all Mario shit? Like, why can't they throw in, like, other characters or whatever? Yeah. You know? Like, that would, like, really, like, mix up the levels more. Yeah.
Keep the Mario Kart name, but... Like, yeah. make it basically like
Smash Brothers,
like a Smash Brothers, but kart racer. Like, so incorporate all of your Nintendo franchises. Like, throw them all in there. It would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine the level design that you could do with the other franchises they have.
You could do like a F-Zero level where, like, the karts move way faster and shit too. It'd be like an F-Zero level. It'd be fun as shit, you know.
F.A., stop bringing innovation to this shit.
Sorry.
God damn it. What do you think?
I'm just saying, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, there's definitely plenty of games coming.
But, yeah, I mean, I remember I was bitching about it before, but now I'm kind of looking at it, I'm like, I don't know. Just with October alone, like, those games are kind of get me backlogged, and then I'm going to have Smash Brothers and shit coming out. It's like, it's definitely, I'm more optimistic about it than before.
But there's also a lot of good, like, co-op games, too, which I'm really excited for. I don't know. I like co-op over competitive multiplayer, honestly. So,
yeah.
I'm looking to that. Oh, shit.
I mean, we could do both in Halo, but like, that's kind of like my next big competitive game is going to be Halo.
Yeah, I mean, some games are, like, made for it, like Call of Duty and Halo, but
I love the fact that, like, for Halo, we'll be able to do both. Like, say, they'll have all four of the campaigns will have co-op.
Like, that collection just fucking blows my mind.
Dude, you can play, like, the last level from each game if you want, like, in order, like, I don't know, stupid shit like that. Like, oh, man. Also, I mean, is Griffball coming back?
Please. I mean, it's a game mode, so, like, they could easily add that in.
Yeah.
Like, I assume Forge is in the game, and Griffball was just created in Forge, so...
Was it really?
Yeah,
was it, like... Did they create that, or did someone...
No. Rooster Teeth, the guys behind Red versus Blue.
The fuck out of here. They made Griffball?
Yeah, they're the ones that created it, and then Bungie saw it, and they incorporated it in. Like, they added it into the playlist, and
that's
it kind of just became,
awesome.
like, you could play Griffball. Like, it just became a game mode, because it was, like, everyone liked it.
Dude, I love that game. Like, I love, like, I'll, like, try to talk people into it for all fun. Like, let's go Griffball, man. Just... A little bit.
Yeah, because...
You can't do it. You can't just do it in matchmaking.
Well, yeah, I mean...
The maps are still, like, some of the most fun in Halo. It's, like, the zombie modes and fucking Griffball and... Like, I mean, for a console game, it's pretty fucking progressive with that shit. I don't know. It's pretty awesome. Like, that shit you would see on PC, no problem, but, like, for a console first-person shooter to have all those, like, options... It's always pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it does real well. Only because, I mean, I think it's going to do excellent, but I really do hope it does real well so that Microsoft kind of looks at that and goes, "Oh, well, all right, we'll do a Gears package then next year." Like, I'd be all over buying that.
And the thing is like, you know, Halo is still a solid. You know, I've been on resale for a year, but it was still a really solid selling game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was nothing like Call of Duty. It was just a really well selling game. But I might, like, something like this, everyone has Xbox One has to go, dude, it's like all the Halo on one disc. Like,
yeah,
who the fuck want to mess that up?
It's like, what, over 120 maps?
Yeah.
It's insane. Crazy.
That's
like, I would pay just for that. I don't even care. I mean, thank you for throwing in the campaign. You know what I mean? I mean, shit, that's what you were asking for, Chris, at the beginning of the year, weren't you? Like,
just,
that's...
Well, I wasn't even saying give me the campaigns. I was just like, just release the Halo collection with all the multiplayer maps.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you were at. Yeah. Like, remember, at the beginning of the year, you're like, just give me all the maps and, like, I didn't think you even dreamed that big. You were like, just give me, like, a lot of maps. Or whatever.
Yeah, it could even be, like a greatest hits of the maps. Like, but something from all of them, like, you know, like, you know, 40 or 50. Like, they're just like, we're giving you everything. Everything except Reach. Like, which...
Sucks.
It's a shame, because I really like Reach as well, but...
I fucking love Reach. That's, like, my favorite one. But whatever, I'll get over it, because maps.
I wouldn't put it past them to be, like, you know... come, you know, March or April, they're like, oh, $15-$20, and it's the Reach expansion pack for the Halo collection. Like,
I'd probably get it, too.
Yeah, I mean, you add in another, like, 21 or so maps, plus the game, like, the you know, the game physics for Reach, and I'd be all over that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know how we got on that. Destiny.
Sure.
Fozzie, shot? Or what the fuck, dude?
I already took mine, man.
Well, let's do another. Don't be a fucking puss about it. I'm gonna do a second one.
Hold on. I'm playing Diablo 3, I'm talking, there's lots of shit going on here.
Oh,
Alright, just wait this time. Don't fucking take it.
Alright, tell me what.
Speaking of Diablo, I mean, Jeff, you're playing two characters simultaneously, but...
Yeah.
My recommendation to anybody else would be to max level their first character and then do the adventure mode, which will get you, like, other gear and stuff, but it'll also continue to level you. I mean, you can play anything. You can go back into Torment or whatever to continue to level. But gaining the Paragon levels, then you gain points going towards all of your other characters that you create. So... my level, you know, 8 witch doctor that I have, he has 11 paragon levels from my original crusader, and I can throw in points into, like, health regen or, you know, intelligence or speed. Like, all that stuff is done through the paragon system.
Dude, and I can't wait to get this fucking...
It's really cool.
Yeah, adventure mode looks awesome. I'm trying to go through Act 5 kind of pretty quick here to get to it. That's what you need to do, right? Is you need to just beat the full game.
To get adventure mode, yeah. To get the Paragon levels, you have to max level, and then you continue to level outside of that, but then you level up and you gain points that can be distributed into different, like the old style of leveling. Where you would add points into, like, strength or whatever.
You have to max your character out to do that?
Yeah, you have to hit 70 to get Paragon levels.
Dude, really doesn't take that long.
You've hit level 70?
Yeah, I'd be 81 because I have 11 Paragon levels, so.
Dude, bro.
I played a lot of the other.
FA shot.
Also, playing on hard or higher levels you way quicker because you get the experience bonus. So, is it like hard or is it expert or master mode? Like, they get you level way quicker if you're playing on those.
Really?
There's no reason why anyone should be fucking playing on normal.
Yeah, dude. But it's awesome because you, like, breeze right through the game. Like, it's so much easier.
The only reason,
dude, a year ago, normal was challenging, I thought.
Yeah, they definitely adjusted the difficulty.
Yeah, big time, dude. We're like, we're fucking steamrolling everything and just, oh, dude, like, we're like overpowered.
Your buddy's playing a Crusader too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
seems like Crusader's a
fun, man. It's
way overpowered. The Crusader is crazy overpowered.
Yeah, he's got, like, he's just rocking some shit right now. He'll walk into, like, a group of dudes and, like, swing once and they're all dead. I'm like, okay. I'll stand back here and throw my flaming skulls. But...
Yeah, and the Crusader specials are, like, they're, like, the trigger attack and the B attack. Like, they're way super powerful. There's, like, this beam of light you can call down that just annihilates everything in its path. And it's great. That character's fantastic.
Ah.
Did
you shot Fozzie?
Yeah.
You did it just now?
Tony doesn't have any news, he said.
It's true.
Really?
I mean, news that we'd actually want to talk about anyway.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. We hate news this week.
Yeah.
All of it.
News was the worst this week.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit before you joined, so I don't really want to get into it. I'm tired of it. I really am. Like, I'm worn out by the constant.
I got news.
Back and forth. Yes.
I'm fucking exhausted.
Not controversial. Oh, maybe a little bit. One. Are you guys also that Resident Evil is coming out again for
The remake, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the remake. They're remaking the remake. That's awesome. Yeah. But I don't know if you guys caught it the other day. They're making Resident Evil Revelations 2.
I did. Very weird.
Here's the thing about it. It's on, like, everything except Nintendo systems. And it's like,
which Revelations is where that game launched.
Was on the 3DS. So it's like, not on 3DS, not on Wii U. And I'm happy they're making another one, because that was a little bit closer to how the series should be. But, yeah. I thought it was pretty funny.
I have to replay that game. It was pretty good.
I think it's time we just admit that, you know, Nintendo consoles are made for first party, and that's it.
No, that's not true, dude.
Giant Bomb made a good point, and it's just their controllers, everything about them are designed for first party games. Like, they don't give a shit about third party games. They really don't.
That's the main reason they own their console, but there's definitely good third party games that come out for all their consoles, I think. I don't know.
Unless they're exclusive, but.
Some of the multi-platforms, like, I played, I probably wasn't the best version, but I played Splinter Cell Blacklist on it. I fucking loved it, you know? I didn't think about the fact that it was on Wii U. I just thought it was a really well-done game, you know? I don't know.
I've never played a multi-platform on there that I enjoyed playing on my other console.
No, yeah, that's the thing. I don't have any games where, like, I could have compared it, you know? I mean, Rayman's just as good Wii U than it is on fucking Xbox One.
Nah, it's like, I played, was it Black Ops 2 when that came out? When the Wii U launched, I had a review copy of Black Ops 2. And the game was functionally great. Like, it was just as good as the Xbox 360 and PS3 versions, but the fact is nobody was playing it, so, like, the multiplayer portion of it was useless.
Well, yeah, and I thought about picking it up the other day for the system because I saw it for cheap. And I was like, I wonder if the install base is, like, I wonder if there's more people playing now than there was then. It's probably pretty similar.
Or less. Yeah. Like, it could be even worse because.
Well, you just figure more system, it's a game that's been around a little bit, maybe. But
it's one of those things, like, where. I mean, you would think that. When the system launched and Call of Duty came out,
there's like three other games to buy. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were only running 1,000 people playing at once. Like, people were going to continue to drop off. So even if you got a new system, like, oh, I'm going to get Call of Duty, like, I don't know if the numbers would have surged enough that it would ever been sustainable. And now it's 2 years old, so.
I think I should buy it and report to you.
I mean, if it's cheap, if you can get it for like $5, like, sure. Call of Duty doesn't drop price like that, though, do they?
I think I've seen it as low on Amazon for the Wii U version. I could have got for like $12 at some point, and I didn't pull the trigger.
12's not bad. I mean, that game has an okay campaign.
Well, everyone talks about that one like it's like the best one since 4 and shit, so.
Black Ops 2?
Yeah, everyone talks about Black Ops 2.
They're high as fuck then.
I mean, I thought the original Black Ops had a better campaign, but
I just the only thing I remember from, or maybe it was the first Black Ops. No, I think it was the second one. When fucking you're the guy and you're in a blood rush mode and you're just running around screaming incoherently for fucking 15 minutes. It's the worst shit in video game history ever. That's in the first one or second one?
That's in the second one.
I played through the first one. Yeah, I didn't remember that.
I think I stopped after that. I was just like, I'm done. That's okay. Like,
but I'm talking about, I don't even know, I'm talking about the campaign, really. I mean, I heard the multiplayer in Black Ops 2 is like some of the best in the whole series.
Probably. it does. I mean, that's all.
I didn't play a ton of Black Ops 2 multiplayer. I mean, I go through like fits and starts with Call of Duty where
I have not.
I want to play it. No, I don't.
There was a brief period where I loved that series, and yeah, I don't hate people for liking it, but whatever.
The last one I bought was Black Ops, the first one, I think.
God, that game was so buggy when it launched, too. I remember Jeff and I were trying to play with Ray, and like just we kept getting dropped, and like he would keep dropping out. And
that's Ray's internet, man.
It could have been that. But it was like just connection with like people in that game was awful. So that's my experience of that's what I remember from Black Ops 1. It was not a smooth multiplayer experience.
They had Nuketown.
It did, didn't it?
I guess I love that map.
Was that the one that they added to Ghosts? Was that the or was that?
Black Ops 2,
I think it was like the pre-order, like right?
Yeah. That's a cool map. Like, really tiny and good setting.
Anyway, Destiny next week.
Nah.
Yes.
Warframe.
Alright. We're going to forego Destiny and everyone's going to play Warframe.
Tell you about that 2-year-old game next week.
Yep. It's new to Xbox One, so. Is anybody going to play Super Time Force, or...?
I thought about it.
Oh, yeah, that's free, right?
Is
yeah.
that multiplayer?
I don't know.
It is? No, maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of a different game.
It's free. I think you were talking about it last week to me.
Right? Yeah, it's like, Contra-ish.
Yeah, so it's got a
time mechanic.
Right now.
I don't know.
Is it free yet?
It is free. Yeah, it was free on Monday. But don't forget to get your PS Plus games if you have PlayStation hardware.
Nothing excited me this month.
Yeah, no, there wasn't Plus anything super.
And my problem is I don't have like I don't download Vita games. And I don't have my PS3 or my 360 hooked up. So
like any of those games are
it's like ah, I'm not gonna. Time to fuck with it. Like, I don't care enough, you know. But
there you go. Yeah.
Either way, I'm not complaining. Free games.
Right. And paid games coming out. Big paid games. So we'll be playing them next week.
Maybe.
We'll have lots of Destiny talk. Maybe Jeff won't, but
I should play a little bit by Thursday, I hope.
Hopefully we get into a fire team together. Play a little bit before the podcast.
Alright.
Fozzy, Tony, we should definitely play Destiny.
Yeah.
A lot of Destiny.
I think we get on Xbox One first, and then if I find people to play on Sony's device, I'll get it for that too, but yeah, Xbox One is going to be my go-to, son.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Brian is trying to sell hard for people. Real hard.
It's because Brian's lonely. That's all it is. Please play with me.
You got a PS4. You got like a dozen people playing with, man.
Oh, he was talking to you about Diablo, right?
No, he's talking about Destiny.
I remember today you were saying that you were saying like Destiny comes out and you hadn't finished Diablo yet, and he was saying that he would help you guys. He would help you finish it. There was like 10 more people that would help you finish Diablo before Destiny came out.
Oh, if you were I thought you said like, you know. No, I thought like if you got Destiny, you'd have a dozen people to play with. I was like,
just funny. It's like I mean, I have 10 people on my friends list that have Diablo too. So, I mean, I haven't checked my PS4 friends list, but the game is doing well. On at least in my perspective, on the Xbox One, like,
oh yeah,
I have 10 people on my like the leaderboard.
I'm getting
monster skilled, and I gotta pick it up because Walter he's gaining on me. He's soon to take over my lead position on the monster skilled list.
Nah.
Where's their Monster Kill list?
If you go to your icon, press start, and then go to game details, not manage game, the other one, game details, it'll bring you to the store page. And if you roll over to the right, the leaderboard for Monsters Killed is in there. I don't know why it's on the store page. I brought this up with Xbox support multiple times. Like, why is the leaderboard for the games on the store page? I don't have any need to go to the store page after, you know, I bought the game.
You bought it? Yeah.
There's zero reason for me to ever go there. Why is the leaderboard there? But it is, so... It's really weird. Anyway, we'll be back next week.
With more Diablo. Destiny.
With more Diablo. And we might talk about that Bungie game that's coming out. Halo.
Oh,
Halo,
yeah.
Halo 2.0. Halo again. More Halo.
Halo forever.
Halo. Borderlands edition.
Bungie's Halo Destiny. So, Fozzie, say goodnight.
All right. Goodnight, Fozzie.